recovery is not a race. It's not a race, and it's not a competition. So you don't have to feel bad if yours takes longer than somebody else's, longer than you expected it to for yourself, or it doesn't look like somebody else's. Like it's personal. It's personal. You have to create the recovery life that's right for you. You have to create a pathway that feels good to you and that feels right for you and that feels like health, healing, better. Your better isn't going to look like somebody else's better. You can't compare apples to oranges, right? So you have to figure out what's going to be appropriate for you. And all of those things, like all the components of recovery, are going to be based on your history. It's going to be based on your personality. It's going to be based on your unique combination of issues. And everybody's are different in some way, shape, or form. You might find some people along your way. Like, don't get me wrong, you're going to find folks that have similar issues, that have similar components, and that will walk a similar path. But somewhere along the way, one of their steps will be different than one of your steps. So we have to back up. We have to stop comparing ourselves to other people in life in general, right? But especially in our recoveries. Because we cannot be judgmental of ourselves and our journeys. Our journeys are meant to be helpful. They're meant to be healing. They're meant to feel like we're doing something that is good for ourselves, for our mind, for our body, for our spirit. And trust me, judging yourself based on somebody else is always going to fail you. It's always going to fail you. Because no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you will never be that other person. You will never be able to shapeshift your life into their life. Like, you are your own person. You will never be able to be their life. You will never be able to walk their path the way that they walk their path. But what you can compare yourself to is you yesterday. Our job as we're walking a recovery path is to be better than we were yesterday. Compare yourself to an older version of yourself. So whatever you're working on, right? So if you're trying to be, you know, maybe more communicative, then, like, are you a better communicator today than you were a year ago? Then, like, that's a good way to judge your progress. But if you're, are you a better communicator than Susie, who has never had problems with communication or, like, and was taught, like, tons of valuable communication skills growing up because her parents were good communicators. Like, that's not a good person to judge, like, your progress off of. It's unfair. You see what I mean? Like, you will never be able to go back in time and learn from birth great communication skills. You will only be able to learn them from, like, where you're at moving forward, right? So that's just one example of, like, a thing that you could learn. But that's what recovery is, right? A bunch of stuff that we're going to try to be learning. And I remember along my journey feeling this intense need to play catch up, okay? So I realized, like, in life, like, maybe there was a lot of things that made me feel behind, that, like, other people had, like, this advantage on me. I wasted years of my life, you know, in addiction, and I wasted years of my life just being a recluse because I had terrible, like, untreated mental illnesses. So I feel like I just, like, had this huge disadvantage because all of these other people, you know, knew these things that I didn't know. They knew, like, and it was normal shit to me. Like, it felt like it was normal stuff. Like, you know, how to, like, resolve conflict and interpersonal conflict, or, you know, like, how to, you know, manage, like, work and life, you know, going to a full-time job, or how to whatever, right? Just, it was, felt like it was, like, normal people stuff. How to get, like, your schoolwork in on time. Like, other people had, like, these normal people skills that I just didn't have because I wasn't focused on learning those skills for all those formative years that other people were busy learning those skills. So it was, like, when I got to the point where I was trying to get better, I just felt like a little baby amongst all of these grown-ups in the world. And it was terrible. It was terrible. And so I felt like this incessant need to just play catch up. I was like, okay. So I dove in and I'm like, I'm going to learn everything. I'm going to learn it really, really fast. I'm going to get to where I should be by now. And where in so many ways that benefited me, okay? It did benefit me. Because I did, you know, move through my recovery journey really fast. I got to a much better place at a quick rate. So, you know, there is a time and place for that, like mapping out a certain amount of time where you just focus really, really hard on recovery so that you can get to a much better place really, really fast. There's nothing wrong with that. But to stay, like, hyper-focused on getting to places where other people are is really toxic for your mental health. Because it's a race, it's a rat race, you know, it's a race that you will be constantly trying to get to a finish line and never being able to get there. So there's a place where that comparison is so helpful, especially in recovery journeys, because there's, you know, certain things that you have to be able to have and do in order to, like, live some kind of a normal life. So I think that that's okay in an aspect, right? To be like, okay, so these people over here, like, have the things that I want, and they have already met the goals that, like, I want to meet. So what are the factors that they have? What are the things that they have that I don't have? Because it's a good way for you to find missing pieces. It's a good way for you to figure out what are the problems, what are the issues that you need to find your personal solutions for. So it can be helpful. But if you're doing this comparison on the deepest parts of you where you're going, I'm not good enough, or I won't be okay until I get to this point. But that point for you is not tomorrow, it's 10 years down the line, and you're waiting around for 10 years not feeling good enough because you don't have, you know, these certain things in place in your life. That can be really damaging. So what are you using that comparison for? First of all, could be, like, a really good thing to look at your intentions behind what are you doing that for. Because if it's to fill in some gaps, to figure out some things that you need to focus on, then cool. But if it's making you feel not good enough, if it's making you feel like you're lesser than, we really need to shift that focus to something else. And where I would shift the focus is back to the self. From yesterday to today. From a year ago, me a year ago to today. Am I better than myself from yesterday? And that's a really great way to judge. Are you moving forward? And at the end of the day, it's like, if you're moving forward, if you're taking steps, if you're continuing to go, if you're continuing to grow in your journey, then you're doing it right. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then there's this whole idea of, you know, lapses, relapses in, you know, times where people have another mental health episode, or it, you know, their illness has been under control for quite some time, and then they have an episode, or you have to go back into the hospital, or, you know, you have like a relapse with your addiction or what have you, right? There's different things that can be considered like setbacks or going backwards. But what I want to remind you is that there is always something to learn. There's always something to learn. So if you can grab something valuable out of that experience, if you can say, well, if I wouldn't have had to have that hospitalization, then I never would have met so-and-so. They never would have told me like this coping skill that I've never heard anybody else say. And then I wouldn't know that today, you know, and that was a valuable piece of my recovery that I so needed in order to move forward and be a better version of myself and be able to cope better in my future. Or if I never would have had that, you know, relapse in my addiction, then it would have never, you know, forced me to look at my situation and figure out what was going on wrong. And I would have never got, you know, felt driven to, you know, look for a new sponsor who is now, you know, just like everything that I need to move forward, whatever. So there's reasons. There's always a reason why things happen, and there's always a valuable piece. There's always a diamond. There's always a golden nugget, something that you can look for, that you can find as the reason why the thing happened, that you couldn't have moved forward without that thing. But then also, we want to remember that you can't lose information that you already have. Like, if you know something, you know it. So there's a lot of times where people feel like, oh, I'm having to start all over in my recovery. Oh, I'm having, you know, I'm back here again. Oh, I'm doing this all over again, because they had what felt like a relapse or a setback. But you can never unknow. Like, you can never go back to the very beginning, right? You're always going to be where you're at, which is further along than you were before. Just because, like, maybe you went back on medication, like, after getting off of medication, you're still moving forward. It's a continuance. Experience of medication treatment is different than your last experience of medication treatment. Maybe it was a different medicine, or maybe you learned this time that you shouldn't go on and off of medication, or maybe you learned that, you know, there was a different kind of treatment that was better for you, because the kind of treatment that you were doing before for your addiction obviously wasn't working because you went back to using drugs. Or maybe you realize that, like, there's a different therapist that you needed. And, you know, that experience of, you know, having exacerbated mental health issues forced you to look for a new therapist. And that new therapist really helped you to grow, like, in tremendous ways, where you wouldn't have even thought to get the therapist if your mental illness wouldn't have been, like, acting up at that time. So there's so many things that can go into why it's a continuance instead of a setback. And we have to learn to reframe the way that we're thinking of these things. Because I think a lot of times people are viewing it as a failure, a personal failure. People are viewing it as, I did something wrong, I did something bad, I made a mistake, I had this horrible, you know, this is my fault, this is the, but it's just a thing, like, it's just a neutral thing that happened, okay? It's an experience. Stop viewing it as, like, a personal failure, like, you did something so horribly wrong, and look for the answers, look for the value, look for the thing that you were supposed to get. Because if you're looking at it as a personal failure, a personal mistake that you've made, then all you're going to do is feel bad. All you're going to do is feel terrible. And that feeling terrible and viewing yourself in a negative light is only going to worsen your condition, whatever your condition is. Because that holds true no matter what you're going through, whether it's mental illness, whether it's addiction, whether it's whatever. Even if it's like a grief. I mean, grief is a crazy healing journey, and people feel at fault a lot, like that, because they went through a period of intense anger and then were doing, and then felt, they didn't feel angry for a very long time, and they were able to go back to work and not feel angry all day long for 4 weeks, and then now all of a sudden they're having anger again, and they feel like they've done something wrong or that they are not healing appropriately. No, that's just part of it. It's just part of the cycle. It's part of the journey of healing grief. You'll feel angry, you'll feel other things, and then you'll go back to feeling angry again. And it's a cycle, and it's fine. Like, it's just an experience. Just let it happen, feel it, and then let it go. And move on to the next feeling. Quit judging all the feelings or taking them on as if it's like something personal that you've done wrong. And that goes for all the things, right? Mental illness, addiction, like, it's just part of it. And it's something that you have to learn to deal with along the way. It's something that you have to learn to say, hey, okay, what's going on here? It's information. And it's going to cue you in on what's going on in your psyche and what's going on in your emotional body. And so it's like, what's wrong? You know, ask yourself, what's going on? What happened? Why did this happen? Is there something that I could be doing? You know, you can find your role. Like, that's fine. It's okay to take personal responsibility and find your role, find your things that you did that could have contributed to that thing happening, or find the external factors, or there's some things that you could be changing and moving around in your external reality that can help you to not have setbacks as often or whatever. Or, you know, is there some things that you could be doing better to prevent? Is there some things you could be doing better to care for yourself better? Is there some different types of treatments and, you know, care routines that, like, you need to be establishing in your life in order to keep that from happening? Because, I mean, we know, like, as people with mental illnesses, people with addictions, you know, if you're going through intense healing healing processes, like grief, trauma healing, PTSD healing, like all of those things, you have to care for yourself a little bit differently than the average guy. You just do. And that's something that's hard to accept, that you have to have certain things in place. It is going to be a little tougher to take care of you than maybe somebody who's never been through that kind of trauma, than somebody who doesn't have that type of mental illness, than somebody who doesn't have a tendency for addiction or something. So, but you're worth it. Like, you're worth it. You can do it. It's okay if you need extra care. Get the extra care. It's okay if you need extra time to take care of yourself. Like, take the extra time to take care of yourself. It's okay if you have to take that medicine for the rest of your life just to feel okay. That's okay. Take it. Take the medicine. Take the medicine. See the therapist. Do all the things that make you feel better, because life is a funny journey. It's funny for everybody, not just you. Like, you're not the only broken person in the world. You're not the only, like, mentally ill person in the world. And others have learned to navigate their situations and still thrive in life. So figure out how that's going to look for you so that you can do the same. You can 100% do that. But I think such a huge factor of learning to thrive, even though, right, we have the mental illness or the addiction or the intense healing process, learning to thrive regardless, it's about keeping your eyes on you. Keeping your eyes on you. If I tried to compare myself to somebody who doesn't struggle with mental illness, oh my goodness, I would feel so horrible about myself every day, because I wouldn't be able to take on the same workload as the person without the mental illness. I wouldn't be able to, I don't know, just like work-life balance, like all the things as well as the other person. I probably wouldn't be like the one at the PTA meeting that has like the freshly baked cookies. Like, probably not going to be me. Like, maybe you'll get some store-bought stuff. I don't know. But like, that has to be good enough. Like, your good enough has to be good enough. Your good enough has to be good enough. And you have to let it be okay. And if you're over here beating yourself up because your good enough is store-bought cookies at the PTA meeting, and you want to be the person that has the fresh baked cookies at the PTA meeting, like, you know, then you're always going to feel bad. Okay, stop beating yourself up about it. It's okay. You don't have to be that person. You don't have to be that person. You just have to be you. Like, you just have to be you. And you might be store-bought cookie person. A store-bought cookie person is fine. Okay, that's fine. I don't know where that came from. I don't go to PTA meetings. So somebody that's listening to this does and has bought store-bought cookies and, like, doesn't and feels bad about it. There must be a thing. God has something for that PTA meeting, like, scenario. But let your good enough be good enough. Compare yourself only to you. You are worth doing all the things to navigate your journey in the way that feels good for you and in a way that's helpful for you and that makes you feel good about yourself. So I challenge you today to just go ahead and stop that shit of comparing yourself to everybody else. And if you are still going, if you still are a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday, if you know more today than you did yesterday, if you're navigating it a little better today than you were yesterday, and you know what, fuck it, even if you're not, maybe you're curled up in a ball in your bed today, and you were rocking it yesterday, who cares, fuck it, it's okay, be in your ball, and then get back on it tomorrow, okay, it's fine, get back up, it's fine, you're gonna be okay. And you're going to be okay a lot faster if you're viewing your situation in a good light. So find a way to switch that perspective. Switch that perspective to that it is okay. Whatever it is that feels not okay, make it okay for you. And let your good enough be good enough. All right, I love you guys. And what do I want to say? Oh, I want to say follow me on all of the stuff. At I Am Raquel on everything. And I want to say go check out. So I worked hard on like my new website. I upgraded. So you guys have to go and like look at it and appreciate it. It's at www.iamraquel.com. And I want to say that this podcast is sponsored by I Am Raquel Academy. That is my brand new online coaching school. Yay. And it has a few things on there for purchase and a thing that's a freebie too. There's a free mini self-worth survival kit. So if you are feeling not good enough, go get your free mini self-worth survival kit. It's free. There's really no reason to not go get it. And it is just like a PDF printable of some of the most amazing things that can help you really like increase your feeling of self-worth really fast, which is like a series of affirmations, some exercises, some of my favorite like empowering self-worth quotes. There's like a printable like motivational poster, and I don't know what else, like some writings and things for me. Okay, so it's on there, just go check it out. And you can get there by going to www.iamraquel.com and scrolling down to where it says I Am Raquel Academy, and you click learn more. And so this podcast is sponsored by I Am Raquel Academy, and so every single time that you purchase one of my courses, you are making it possible for me to continue to provide free, valuable, helpful content just like this episode to people all over the world. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. And so if you check out that free mini and you love it, there is a full self-worth survival kit for only, what is it? I think it's like $27. So it's fabulous, and it's like, it's got videos and everything in it. And so that's on there available if you guys love the mini. But there's also some other stuff. I have a like manifesting your purposeful life course. And the How to Wear a Crown audiobook is on there. If you're an audiobook person and you've been wanting to read the book, but you just are not that person that's going to sit down and read the book because you're that person that puts on the audio in your car, like maybe that's for you. Okay, so just go check it out. There's lots of stuff. And I'm on everything. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Even Pinterest. So, check out all the stuff. I'll see you guys in the things. And if you need anything, you can email me at support@iamraquel.com. I love you guys so much. Hugs and kisses. Bye.